You're listening to That's What They Say here on Michigan Public.
Only some English speakers have grammars that allow them to say, we might could make that better, or we might should eat before the movie.
That's what they say. I'm Rebecca Hector, and joining us now is University of Michigan English professor Ann Curzan. Welcome, Ann.
Hi, Rebecca. Delighted to be here.
And I am delighted with this question that we got from Courtney. Courtney says, I grew up on the West Coast, but now live in the South. And one phrase I hear in the South that catches my attention is might could, as in we might could go to dinner before the show, or I might could ask him to pick you up. In my West Coast brain, might could sounds grammatically odd or duplicative, but even my self-proclaimed grammar stickler Southern friends use it. This is a really interesting topic. Double modals, I believe, is what we are talking about here. And Anne, we've never talked about double modals.
We have not, which is amazing to me. And so, Courtney, thank you for sending in the question from the South. We're delighted to know that people are listening all over the country. And it gives us a chance to talk about double or multiple modals. Rebecca, we should probably just start with modals, those little auxiliary or helping verbs that express permission or possibility, obligation, ability. The list includes can, could, may, might, must, shall, should, will, would, oughta. These are great little verbs. Then with double modals or multiple modals, you can stack a couple of those up next to each other. I want to note that there's a great explanation of double modals on the Yale Grammatical Diversity Project, which is originally by Nick Huang and updated by Tom McCoy and Katie Martin. They note that we've got double modals across many Southern varieties, from Florida to West Texas up to parts of Pennsylvania and New Jersey. Given the close links between Southern varieties of American English and the origins of African American English, you will find double modals in some varieties of African American English. It's also in varieties in Northern England and Scotland, some English-based Creoles. These double modals are around. Rebecca, I'm pretty sure you are not a speaker who has double modals.
I don't think I do, no, but I've known some people that I'm pretty sure have, most notably an elderly couple that I knew who were from Western Pennsylvania.
And I have many dear friends who can use double modals. I wish I could. You will often see may or might as the first of the two, but also sometimes will or would, followed by can or could or should. You get constructions like might can, might could, might should, must can, should oughta. And if you want three, you can get might should oughta.
I feel like three is going too far.
If you're a speaker who can do this, you may be able to use three. Now, for those of us who do not have double modals as part of our grammars, we can think, okay, what is going on here? What does it mean? It can be part of politeness. It can also nuance possibility. So people will say, well, might could is similar to might be able to, but this is really nuanced stuff. And the linguist and science fiction writer Suzette Hayden Elgin has a great explanation on a blog that she wrote about the difference between maybe and might could be. So here she says, suppose you tell me that my neighbor has been accused of stealing from the petty cash at his workplace, and you've asked me if I think he's really guilty of that. I might would then say one of these sequences in response to your question, maybe or might could be. And she goes on to say that maybe would be neutral.
Okay, so she doesn't know. Could be one way, could be the other way.
Exactly. And then she goes on to say that if she says might could be, she's biased. She says it means that I'm on my neighbor's side, leaning toward a belief that he didn't do what he's accused of, or that if he is guilty, had a reason for what he did that I consider adequate. So a real difference between maybe and might could be.
There's just so much nuance in this system. Really interesting.
That's exactly right. And it's what linguists mean when they say all dialects are systematic and rule governed. If you have double modals in your grammar, there are rules to which modals can be used in which order and a lot of nuance to how they mean.
Well, I think we should ought to do this again next week.
I look forward to it.
Ann Curzan is an English professor at the University of Michigan and the author of Says Who, a kinder, funner usage guide for everyone who cares about words. We look at the evolution of language Friday afternoons at 4:45 and Sunday mornings at 9:35 here on Michigan Public. You can also subscribe to the show wherever you get your podcasts. And if you've got a language question for us, email us at language@michiganpublic.org.